Virgin Radio
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip
with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, Kanye's changing his name.
Yeah, so his chief of staff has sent out a letter that everyone must refer to him as Ye.
Yeah, oh, I thought he already did that. I thought he was already Ye.
No, legally, he's changed it to Ye now. And he said, Ye is one of the most recognizable people in the world, on par with presidents and popes.
Well, he's not wrong.
So there he is. His name is Ye.
People know who Kanye is, or Ye. So he's not wrong there.
So now we can only say Ye, not Kanye.
I'd love to interview Kanye.
One day.
I want to do an hour and a half podcast, just Ye and I.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Because I just don't know where that would go. I really don't know what he would do. I don't know what he would say.
I would guarantee it'd be more than 90 minutes, though.
Or it could be 3 minutes.
You never know. You just,
I'm out of here!
Hey, congratulations to Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden. They announced on Friday they welcome baby number two. She's 51, he's 45. Cardinal joins big sister Radix, who was born December 2019. And finally, it was the announcement that everyone was waiting for, and it happened Friday night, our time. Kate Middleton finally kind of told the world what was going on with her health.
Yeah, that was so sad.
Yep, she's announced that she is battling cancer. Here's a little bit of her announcement.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London. And at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately. It has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them, and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
I think many of us saw this and already watched it on social. I think it's a lesson for the world, right?
Yeah,
Lesson for the world. Like, the media, especially out of the UK and Australia, was just so brutal. Even the States, like, oh my gosh, she's leaving him, or they're going through this marital problem, or that one. The girl has got cancer, and she's trying to work out how to handle this situation.
Exactly.
And the humans, like we are, we're like vultures. We can smell that there could be something going on.
And so
when we attack.
So many conspiracy theories that were made up between then and now. And of course, Kate and Prince William have now put out kind of like a thank you message to everyone, because she got so much support after that video. They said, you know, they're extremely moved by the public's warmth and support and are grateful for the understanding of their requests. This is a big word for privacy at this time.
No, they say privacy.
Sorry, privacy.
Yeah.
I don't say privacy. I say privacy.
But
yeah, so I think, you know, it's a big lesson learned, as you said, Chris. And I think now we just leave it alone.
Yeah, I think we got to. I don't even want to talk about it too much. I just hope that I think she's going to do a light chemo. She seems to be doing chemo. Yeah. And then hopefully she'll come out of this and be okay. Anyone that's had cancer affect them or their family, you know exactly how evil cancer can be. So we're praying for her. We're praying for everyone that's going through any type of trauma that is cancer and what it brings you. Is it yourself or with your family members or your friends? Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home friends.